We're reading from Zerah for All, Bereshit, seven palaces of Abba Vima de Bria, the second palace, Hod, item 73, begins with the Ruach. You can download the Hebrew text at Kabbalah La'am site. You can also ask questions at Kab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. It is said that the Book of the Zohar is a remedy. There are many remedies in the world. What is a remedy? A remedy, Sgula, is something, some action, some deed, an object, words. It doesn't matter what. This is something which brings me luck. The good eye. It brings me a good feeling. Well, what people think that will make them feel good, health, money, respect, and so on. The remedy. Well, it's clear to us that it can come only from an upper force, which is all good. And then if it appears, if it comes closer to us, then we too will feel good. So how to bring it closer to us? It is said, closeness in spirituality is according to the equivalence of form. So how to be in the equivalence of form then? Also by the same remedy. If we ask to come closer to the form of bestowal, although we don't need to, and by nature we can't really ask for it, but when we're integrated from one another, when we're asking together as if we want to, we rise for a while above our ego, although this is all not real, it's not true. The upper light influences us nonetheless, this remedy, and brings us gradually the quality of bestowal. So from trying, which is not real because we are not found to be in this other nature, so we can't really want what is there, which is the opposite from us. But from seemingly wanting to, although we're not asking for it for real, then we deserve it. Because we keep what is given to us to keep according to the order of degrees, according to the way that the upper one and the lower one are included together. Galgal Tainaim of the lower one inside the Achap of the upper one, where the lower one nullifies himself compared to the upper one. He wants the upper one to influence him. He wants to a certain degree, perhaps, in some of it he is interested because he feels bad. Part of it he wants because he will feel good there, and partly because he doesn't know, but this is according to the Reshimot in him. So we don't quite know how it all happens. But eventually, we try to make some concessions over our present state, and that concession is expressed solely in connecting between us into a mutual request. The fact that a person, it seems to him that he's giving up on himself, it's like having a diet, but it's all for his own sake. The fact that he's making concessions in order to connect, he gives up on everything he can, as much as he can, in order to connect to others, to have one request, that is considered to making a concession. That is considered a concession. And then, if he really does it as much as he can, then the light influences him and advances him. Therefore, the examination whether he is in the right direction is to the extent that he is rejected from it. As we have read about the student of Rabbi Shimon who hated each other. This is how they felt. So which concessions can be here? Which connection, love and a request? Because to the extent that they are drawn to each other, that means that they are drawn towards the Creator. Because only to the extent that they are drawn towards each other, then they can reveal the Creator. Because the Creator is the amount of connection between the creatures, which is called Boe, come and see. You make it. Therefore, we need to try and make an effort to make that choice. Well, let's see. I hope that the light influences us, that that remedy works on us. Surely it works on us, but according to our efforts. Yes. So don't stop making an effort, that we all ask for it together.
Item 73 from the words, this spirit is not revealed as shining towards others, because it's hard to reveal it, because all of its shade are mixed and are included in its white shade. It's like the concealed part of the eye, the black part in the eye, that there the power of the sight, it unfolds, meaning every place, any place that he wants to see, he shifts those four shades of the eye in that direction, and you can see only through that ruach, which does not shine and does not illuminate, but by way of incarnation, while discovering the four phases, does not stand behind and stand on the discernment of any of its discernments, but unfolds towards it, and it sparks until it reaches the white light in it. And there he stands and exists. And in the meantime, all the four phases came to it, because when the spirit, the first spirit of the Livnata Sapir, rises to the Ruach that is here to receive its illumination, it rolls him and reveals his illumination from all the four phases, but connects with him in the through the connection of the white part of the eye, meaning that after he is received from all of his four shades, he remains connected only to the white part within a shade that is more subtle than he is, that dwells upon that spirit, meaning in the illumination of the Ruach that is in the third Heichal Nitzach, which shines in the shadow of the white that is in that second, which is in that spirit of things in the second palace, which is a very thin shade, until nothing's left of it. And this Ruach, it incarnates, it stems from the force of the lower Ruach, Livnata Sapir, that rose to it, because the lower light turns things this way, and then it shines. And this Ruach cannot shine until the Ruach of the lower one grabs hold of it, connects to it, and then shines and holds on to the light of the lower Ruach, which includes it, meaning that all of its illumination is included in the lower Ruach and nothing with respect to itself. And with respect to itself does not change at all, because stays in the white light, only that in its Gilgul, what's revealed is, whatever was revealed in its incarnation is only for the lower. And when this light develops, it carries from the left and turns with it. Because in this Ruach, the male and female are included like the Ruach in Livnat HaSapir, and therefore there are two arrows to it, the O of Nekeva from right and the O of Nekeva, sorry, of the male from the right and of the Nekeva from the small, from the left, as it says, Chamukei Yerichaich, because Netzach and Hod are called Yerichaim, and because those lights that he knows how to raise, the Ruach that are in the Echal of the lower one, he unfolds them this way, which are the Chamukai, which are concealed. And blessed is he who knows how to discover the light, who knows how to raise the Ruach here, which is in the lower Echal that unfolds and reveals the light of God. A different Ruach is included with it and shines around it in a look of light blue and white, like they're the two ruchot of the male and the keva in the first Eichad, where the zachar is called the ruach here, which is called Chamaim. So in these two palaces, where the zachar is called Zohar and Etzem, and the nekeva is the ruach here, which is called Chamaim. The white of the ruach of the Chamaim connects to the white light of the Ruach, which is called Etzem, and the Tchelet, the light blue of the Ruach of the Shemaim, connects with the red shade of the O of the Ruach of the lower part of the Levana, which stands in the first palace on the left side, because the Tchelet is a harsh judgment, because it destroys everything, and the right is a light judgment, because the Gvurot Bina is called red. And since the second palace Hod, the left line, the Gvurot in it of Tchelet, but it is mitigated with the Gvurot of the Ruach in the Echal of Yesod that rose to it to be, since it is the middle line, the Gvurot, its Gvurot are Adom, red, and these two Ruchot are included in one another and became one, and both of them together are called Etzem HaShemayim. And all the reality which exists below from this Eichal in the Bia with the reality of the Eichal of the lower in the Yesod, they're all included in this Eichal Hod. And because they're all are included in this Eichal, therefore this Eichal is called Etzem HaShemayim, which shows of the Atzmut of the Shemayim, which includes the whole of reality. And from the integration of these light and their coupling, these angels were created, that each one of them has six wings, as it says. Angels stand above him. Each has six wings, all with six wings, because all come from the Eichal of Etzem HaShemayim, because this Eichal is considered Gal with respect to the lower Eichal, which are Chabad, Chagat, down to the Chazeh, because Chagat are the Gal of Guf, and therefore the Srafim, the angels, have six wings against the six Sfirot of Chabad Chagat. But the lower Eichal is considered only to be Nehim with respect to the Eichal of Etzem HaShemayim, and therefore the Chaya that's there has only the four Knafaim against the four Sfirot of Nehim. These Seraphim, they are the one who burn all those that are not, do not keep the importance of the Creator, meaning they're included in the Gal. They engage with the Gal, because anyone who uses the Ketel passes from the world, because the Seraphim, the angels, they burn him. Anyone who reads the six orders of the Mishnah, he is the one who knows how to connect things correctly to the Creator. Those are the ones that bless the name of the Lord each day. Whoever knows how to read the six orders of the Mishnah and its inner meaning according to the hidden part knows how to make the connections of unity in this Eichal, and knows how to continue the illumination of this gal in order so that he is not burned by those Srafim and he can sanctify his great name every day and forever. And when the light they come, what's born from them is the light of one Chaya that stands and is upon four animals, and they control the first, the Srafim, because they include them inside themselves, meaning, since they come from the light of the Gilgul, therefore they're the most corrected, and they control the Srafim, and they mitigate the power of the judgment and the fire in them, and these Chayot, which bear the revelation of the light of the Gilgul upon them, are included with the lower Srafim and cannot harm, where they are the Nechashim, the serpents that came and were born from the serpent of the Saraf, the angel which caused death to all people due to the sin of the ancient serpent. And those, they try to take upon themselves the Chaya, which is the Nesher Elyon, as it says, the way of the Nesher is in the heavens, which insinuates about the animal that exists in the Echal of the Etzim of the Shamayim, which is Nesher, and as it says, through the Nesher in the skies, and it doesn't say by the Etzim of the Shamayim, because the Ruach of the Shamayim controls everything during the Gilgul of the Orot. And if it were for the control of the Ruach of the Etzim during the Gilgul of the Orot, the Pnei Chaya were as the Pnei Ariyeh, like the Chaya in the first Eichal, because the Ruach of the Etzem stands in the shade of the white always, and it is integrated with the Chasadim and Gvurot because of the Pnei Ariyeh Chesed. And this includes the two, Levan and Chesed, Levan Gvura, and therefore the animal which is born from the light of the Gilgul is Pnei Nesher, which is integrated of Chesed and Gvura, because Pnei Ariyeh is Chesed and Pnei Shor is Gvura. Pnei Nesher is included of the Chesed and the Gvura, and that animal, the Shemaim, which is upon all the four animals, looks up at all the four levels, all the four animals look down and receive the abundance from that very Chaya.
Pasha from Moscow is asking whether the intention during the reading of the Zohar should be to delight the Creator. Don't know what to tell you. We have the main image, as Baala Sulam tells us about the host and the guest. And under that we have many components which carry the subject of that picture. So should we constantly mean to bring contentment upon the Creator? Of course so. But a person is found to be in different calculations, thoughts, which are the components, I don't know how else to express it. These are the components of the same principle situation. Therefore, what he's asking is true. I have nothing to say against it. But sometimes we see how we work with a group, individual advancement, all kinds of problems and situation we go through. We want to be advanced by the Zohar. But of course, to bring contentment upon the Creator, meaning to reach mutual bestowal with the Creator, which is called the equivalence of form upon which we have adhesion, this should be the foundation, yes.
When I think about connection, during the reading to simply remain in a general thought about the connection, or is it possible to use it more specifically, like thinking about the convention we'll have in the North, that by reading now I want to prepare myself for the North?
Do what you think, then, as long as you are in a constant scrutiny in actions, until things become clearer. For the time being, you are doing this perhaps artificially. I need to do this, I need to do that. And then it will accompany you naturally in life. You will constantly be well, I don't know. I just thought about this example. Like, God forbid, someone is desperately ill and he receives his medication, and then he keeps thinking about how the medicine is going to heal him. This is his entire hope, that it will influence him this way and that way, because he has nothing else to hold on to. So, but the main thing about this condition of the sick person is that he constantly think about that remedy, that it will influence him. The fact that in that remedy there are different ways of actions, perhaps it influences his kidneys or something else, that's beside. But the main thing is that he's constantly adhered to that salvation. So this is what we're missing. So it can be different ways. You can think this, you can think that. But in each and every condition in life, we should be connected to this one source we depend on. You wanted to ask something, Niv? I see you're holding yourself back. Soon you will explode. So go ahead and ask.
I wanted to ask, due to the question that we had on the preparation, the question was, if the Congress will be tomorrow, am I ready for it? And if not, what do I need to be ready for it?
I really don't know what it means, a convention tomorrow or somewhere else, to be ready or not. Of course, the upper light influences us according to the mutual efforts we all make. But if all of us, I don't want to say it before the convention or before any other event, but if all of us will now want in 1% more to be connected and to draw the light that reforms, that can be more beneficial than the effort you will make during a convention in 10% and draw the light that reforms, because in a convention you make more corporal efforts. You put in forces, you come, you spend money, time, and more things. You invest in a more corporal kind of way. And then you have an opportunity to connect internally. Here, you don't invest in a corporal manner from one day to another, but to connect internally is much harder. Therefore, the investment that you make here can be more beneficial than the investment you put into the convention. I'm already talking to those people who are with us for years now, and they understand what it means to invest in actions or in intentions. In actions, it is good because it is good if it leads to an intention. The study that brings to an act is a good thing when the act is the intention. But for those people who are just starting, then of course for them the convention is more important in corporality. because this is a place where they can surely invest to pay for the ticket, to take a vacation from home, to run away from home, and everything is done under great pressures. So for them, at least, this is an investment in their spirituality. Something, well, they can't put in efforts in such intentions yet. Therefore, it's a good thing if they do this. So it depends also on the internal situations of a person. Sometimes he's in a state that he says, I'm going, although I don't want to, I don't care. He is in such a descent, but he invests, he goes, and then he awakens. And if there was no convention, he wouldn't have awakened, because he awakens through his physical effort, because he cannot make an internal effort. So it all depends. But of course, undoubtedly, the inner efforts are more important, they are more useful, more beneficial than the external efforts. Everyone, as much as he can, if you're asking me. So if the convention will be tomorrow, so tell me tomorrow morning and I'll be there. I'm serious. I don't feel that I have to prepare myself. Yes, according to the program, perhaps there's things that needs to be done. But also no. Even now when we were in the lessons, I didn't feel that I can convey the lessons according to the materials they sent me from here. I feel the general state of the group, which is a different state from what others think. I don't disregard what the friends are sending in me. They're working on the material, they're saying it to me. It's a good thing that they do that. It helps to build them, to mold them. But you see a group before you, or a few groups, you get a general impression and a general state of everyone when they are connected, and you work accordingly. So how to prepare for it? What am I missing in order to be ready? It's only a desire for a great, constant connection. And in spirituality, only permanency is accepted. If it's only for the time of the convention and that's it, then it won't work. Of course, there's an impression left out of it and we advance. But you jump to a certain height and you descend to the same depth, and then you jump and then you return to the same depth. You need to fall down, but only to a certain degree, so that you will have the coarseness of the kli, where the spiritual form will already hold on to. So I hope it'll happen. And for now, let's move on to the next part of the lesson from the study of the 10 Sefirot.